Once more, we're going to lift further information, if you will, from that recently conducted Risk and Profit Conference here at Kansas State University. That was hosted, of course, by the Agricultural Economics Department at K-State. And that conference spent a great deal of time reflecting on the recent numbers from the Kansas Farm Management Association on net farm income in 2015. And as is well known by now, those numbers were not favorable. It was a tough year last year. 16 may be shaping up the same way. That's to be determined. But one of the presentations at Risk and Profit got into a particular of farm and ranch management that sometimes goes unsung, and that is the management of family living expenses within the overall operation. Joining us now is Greg Ibendahl, agricultural economist at K-State, and he's the one who shared information on this perspective. So why are family living expenses important? That's rather basic, but in your words, Greg.
Well, it kind of goes back to how are farmers going to get through the farm financial crisis. I mean, if you go back and look at what net farm income has been like the last several years, we see a lot of very similarities to what happened back in the 1980s. One of my colleagues and I have done some work looking at like the bottom quintile of net farm income. And every year, you're going to see a certain percent of farmers lose money. But then when you start maybe doing like a 3 or 5 year average of those numbers, then you see practically every group of farmers, when you rank them, the farm net farm income in order from top to bottom, practically every subset of those groups usually tends to at least break even every year, except for when you go back to the 1980s. Then we saw, looking like on a 3 year average, we saw that bottom 20% of farmers losing money. And we haven't seen that until just recently now, with the last couple of years of being low net farm income and what we're seeing for this year. Now you're seeing a trend line where that bottom 20%, even when you average that over like a 3 year horizon, that group's starting to lose money now. And that's very, very similar to what happened to the 1980s, where we had a lot of farmers in financial trouble.
And when you think back to the 80s, adjustments that producers made to cope with the financial realities of that time, well, that's part of the discussion here as to what can be done current day. But there was quite a bit, you say, in terms of machinery expense reduction at that time.
Yeah, I think there's several things farmers can do to kind of get through these bad periods of net farm income. You know, obviously a lot of expenses farmers have to deal with, like seed and fertilizer. You know, it's kind of hard to control those kind of things because you still need to use those inputs. But, you know, machinery is one issue they can kind of cut back on. We saw that happen back in the 80s. Farmers really cut back buying equipment there for probably about 5 or 6 years. When we look at the average machinery investment per acre, you know, we probably were at probably, you know, about $200 per acre, and we brought that way, way down. We were almost down to probably less than $50 per acre when it was all said and done. So that was one way farmers got through that period, was they quit buying machinery and they basically did a lot of the repairs themselves. But, you know, there are other things they can do to kind of get through this period of low net for income as well, too.
And one of those could be adjusting family living expenses. You might define what you're speaking of when you say family living expenses.
Well, we kind of keep track, at least with selected farmers who want to do this in our KFMA program, we keep track of what they spend money on outside the farm for their own living expenses, outside of what would be a farm expense. And not every farm wants to do that, obviously, because it requires a lot more record keeping. But for those farmers willing to do it, you know, we'll go ahead and help them out here. So we keep track of things like they spend for like health insurance, food, what the gifts for gifts, recreation, home repairs, really about 10 or 12 different items that we keep track of.
Do you see distinct trends in how producers are responding then? In 2015, spending time on the most recent numbers.
Well, actually, if you go back and look at before that, you can actually see some trends that farmers, when we had some really good net farm income in the years from 2007 to 2012, you know, really farmers are really no different than anybody else. If you suddenly get a big raise, or if you see your income double, which happened to a lot of farmers, you know, it's not unusual to go out and increase your family living. That's human nature. You got more cash hand, you're going to spend more money. So we saw family living jump up quite a bit from the period 2007 to 2012, really in practically overall for sure, but in a lot of major categories. So we saw things like recreation, home repairs, household expenses, you know, those numbers really, in a lot of cases, sometimes doubled from what they were before here. And now we reached to a peak of, you know, probably about 2012 to 2013, where family living kind of peaked out. And now we're seeing the case where, with net farm income going down, we're starting to see a little bit of decline in family living, but not as quick as I would like, really.
The belt tightening is occurring, but not at the same proportion that they might be cutting back on other expenses then? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, you know, normally you would like to see, in an ideal world, I guess, you would like to see probably family living kind of mirror what's happening in net farm income. So if you see net farm income drop off in a year, you'd like to see kind of family living kind of, you know, follow along right away. But, you know, farmers are kind of like anybody else. You know, they're not always for sure that one bad year is going to be, you know, reflective of what's going on in the future. So there's usually a little bit of a delay, and what we've been looking at in some of our analysis is that there's probably – I think farmers really probably look at family living and net farm income with maybe looking at maybe the past 3 or 4 years of net farm income and using that as a guide to adjust their family living. Because if we just look at the correlation between family living and the current year's net farm income, it's not all, necessarily all that strong. But when we look at that family living as a correlation of the 4-year average of net farm income, then that's a very strong correlation.
So in the practical sense, where might producers make adjustments in their family living? There are some essentials there that maybe can't be pared back as much as others.
Yeah, I would think so. And if you go back and look at some of the regions of our state too, so like the northwest part of the state, they probably had been in a financial crisis longer than everybody else because they had some dry weather back in there too. So they've kind of made that change. And you look at their numbers with family living, you see a definite drop off in their family living expenses over the last couple of years, whereas the other regions are just now starting to tail off or level off and maybe start to show a little bit of decline. So they're ahead of the curve here. So they're starting to drop off before everybody else is, but they've had bad net farm income longer than everybody else as well here. Mm-hmm. But if we look at specific categories, you know, we're seeing that probably a little bit right now as far as where they're dropping off here. So, you know, things like home repairs, you know, that went from about $2,000 per year up to about $6,000 per year. And last year it dropped off by, you know, a couple hundred dollars. So that's one place they dropped off. Mm-hmm. Things like recreation, that started to level off. I would say gifts, level of gift giving has dropped off the last couple of years. So that you know, there's some flexibility in those categories. But, you know, you do have some categories where really farmers really haven't, and they really don't really have that much flexibility. So things like medical expenses, medical insurance has been a big increase for a lot of farm families that has shown. And then I don't think we're going to necessarily see that drop off either here. So there's going to be some categories where it's going to be pretty tough for farmers to make adjustments.
Right. Of course, as you well know, Greg, these are individual decisions and each farm differs from the other in terms of necessities, depending on family size and so forth. Your message to producers about managing their family living expenses is to maybe look a little closer at where the money's going in that category, that broad category, and see what might be economized, if you will?
Well, I think that's really the only choice. I mean, as a farm, you know, you're going to have certain farm expenses kind of locked in here. So, you know, as a farmer, you, just like anybody else, when you see a hit to your net farm income, which is what a lot of farmers are facing this coming year, and you got to look for ways to cut back. And certainly, you know, family living is one area. And again, there's going to be certain categories that you can't change, but there are going to be some that you need to really watch what you're spending for. You know, certainly whatever you spend on recreation, going out to eat, you know, those are things you can really take a close look at and really decide how much you can afford to spend in those areas.
Yeah. This is only, of course, one part of the puzzle. The broader view of net farm income and where we're at in 2016, there needs to be a comprehensive analysis on an individual's part of what's going on, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at what we have for KFMA income and kind of what we're projecting for prices for this coming year, you know, it certainly doesn't look like a good situation for net farm income here. So, you know, farmers need to keep that in mind here and, you know, watch all their expenses as close as they can.
And we would advise, as we always do, that the producers take a look at the KFMA data in whatever category they like and maybe do a little benchmarking as to where they stand currently.
Yep, I think that's a good idea. You know, certainly look at that top group of farmers and kind of see what they're doing. You know, a lot of these farmers, obviously, the better ones are probably going to have some better land. But, you know, you can look at the expense side, too, and see kind of how their expenses stack up to what your expenses are.
And this analysis that you've done on family living expenses for Kansas farm and ranch families from the KFMA, that's all posted on the agmanager.info website for review, correct?
Yes.
Very good. Incidentally, to know that the Kansas Farm Management Association has data on over 2,000 farms of all types and kinds in the state of Kansas, giving a good overview of the financial status of those farms and how they would compare to similar farms around the state. AgManager.info is truly a very much a treasure trove of information along farm management lines, very important given the current tenor of the times economically in Kansas agriculture. We appreciate the quick overview here, Greg. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks.
He's Greg Ibendahl, agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension. Once again, he presented an analysis of family living expenses and Kansas agricultural operations at the recent Risk and Profit Conference here at K-State. It's an aspect of one's operation well worth reviewing once more. And do check out the trends in this area in that article by the same title at agmanager.info.